This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We told you yesterday about natural gas, how it seems to be peaking right now price-wise, more than double what it was last year, and even more expensive in Europe and in Asia. Same thing is happening with coal. Supply shortages pushing prices to record highs. But coal is a little bit different. I mean, yes, sure, it's another fossil fuel, but it is one that the global economy is trying really hard to wean itself off of, and soon, too. But if the natural gas that's in short supply isn't readily available, well, energy companies are going to be looking to their old standby to make up that gap, you know. Marketplace's Andy Euler is on the story.
Coal's international price spike can't just be Econ 101, right?
You know, a lot of times there are situations in which basic supply and demand can lead you in the wrong direction, and this is not one of those.
That's Steve Sakala. He's an economist at Tufts University. He says coal production in China has been muted because of COVID-19 and also the country's carbon emissions targets. Now, on top of that, political disagreements with Australia led the Chinese to outlaw importing coal from there, too. And in China, electricity prices are regulated, but coal prices are not. That's according to Clark Williams Derry. He's at the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis.
So the result is that a lot of coal-fired power plants don't want to produce more electricity because it's expensive them, very expensive for them to buy coal, but they're not getting any more revenue from their electricity sales.
Coal producers in the U.S. would love to take advantage of these high prices, but Ian Lang, an economist at the Colorado School of Mines, says the infrastructure is just not there.
Politically, you can't expand a coal export terminal. Like the Western coal export terminals, they're just all been blocked.
Terminals in states like Washington and Oregon have been stalled for years. But with natural gas prices in the U.S. at their highest in over a decade, Clark Williams Derry says some electricity providers are shifting inputs to coal. And that's actually a tougher ask for the industry now.
The coal industry has had to cut production. It's been cutting staff, it's been cutting output, it's been reducing its capital spending. So it doesn't have necessarily the flexibility to ramp up at a moment's notice.
Williams Derry says high natural gas prices without a viable alternative, which for a long time was coal, could lead many electricity companies to invest even more in wind and solar in order to diversify their power supply. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.